up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Have you seen the new Happy Gilmore?
I haven't, not yet.
Yet. This seems to be very controversial. Like,
I did find a list of Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
And it was like where it ranks.
Oh, where this one? Oh, Lord. Was it
which
kind?
Which you'd almost have to agree with the list outright. Because if you didn't love the way they ordered any of the other movies, perhaps you'd take issue with where they put Happy Gilmore 2.
True, true.
But it actually was pretty far down the list.
I could see it. Look, my expectations have never been high for this.
It's number 11.
11?
Right in between Hustle and Funny People.
Oh, Lord.
It beat out Big Daddy.
Wow. Someone really didn't like Big Daddy. I thought Big Daddy was pretty...
Mr. Deeds.
These are two... Okay, I see what you're saying is that you really have to agree with this person's...
take. Like, you don't mess with the Zohan.
No.
Would not be in my top 10.
That was in the top. Yeah, this is an unusual Adam Sandler fan. Nick had a take that it wasn't great because I think because he's a golfer, he didn't like the portrayal of how golf.
I'm sorry. Did you see the first one, Nicholas?
I don't want to wake him up because I'd really like his review of this because I was, but he had to post a retract. He had to post an apology.
Did he?
He was like, hey, look, movie's not for me. Save me the hate. And I was like, hey, you know, again, controversial movie. But the fact that he said it's not that much like regular golf was the first thing I thought of when I saw this story from Florida where a man was assaulted at a golf course because he was playing too slow. So he was taking his leisurely time out on a golf course, and then the dude behind him shows up and breaks a bone beneath his eye sockets. Just comes
I'm
right
sorry,
out.
What?
In true Happy Gilmore fashion, Katie.
If you're out here trying to be aggressive, you picked the absolute wrong game to choose.
Yeah.
You go do like jujitsu or kung fu or something.
There's no need to be fighting out here. You could easily call the shop. Somebody will come out and speak to the person or whatever the case. But it should never turn to violence.
See, I agree with everything that man just said. I also just know how golfers can be. And I'm not surprised by this at all. And to me...
You should be.
You should be.
I mean, do you know how many rounds of golf happen every day in America?
You know what? You're right. This is kind of like a shark attack. It's like, it's very... The odds of getting your eye socket smashed during a round of golf are never high. Like, they're... But they're also never zero either.
Well, I guess if you're looking at the types of people that are playing golf... It should be higher, but the reason you're playing golf in the middle of the day is why?
You're rich.
And to avoid any other responsibility.
Exactly.
Why do you want to do that fast? What, you want to get back to your wife and kids?
No. You're trying to stay.
To your job? No.
Literally as long as you can. Good morning, everyone. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone. Thank y'all for being here today.
Dude, the mystery surrounding a local soldier who'd been missing since D-Day has finally been solved.
Missing since
D-Day. This is amazing. We'll give you the details next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
U.S. Army Private First Class Nicholas Hartman was 20 years old when he boarded a landing craft bound for Omaha Beach on June 6, 1944.
Holy
the vessel
cow.
Struck an underwater mine, was hit by enemy fire, ultimately erupting in flames. Yeah. For decades, his remains went unidentified. 8 decades, to be exact.
80 years.
But finally, he is coming home to rest.
Good night.
We'll give you the details, but first, let's talk some country news. I don't know how this keeps happening, but people really need to stop throwing stuff at artists when they're on stage.
Oh, who's the latest
victim? This is so out of hand, and I'm surprised he wasn't actually injured. Luke Bryan appears to have been hit in the face with a full can of beer. And I mean, like, in the face at a concert in North Dakota.
This is... So I get how it happens. You think he's a party guy. He's, oh, well, he'll catch it.
No.
He can't see it coming at him like the way you think he can. And even if he can, if it hits him, that's like a brick.
And I think that's being generous. I don't think that's what people are thinking. Because when you're at a party, that's not how someone gives you a beer.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll throw it at your face.
Yeah, that's true.
I believe usually they just like hand it to you.
Maybe just pass it up to the
stage. Exactly. Like just place it up at the edge of the stage.
Right.
But that's not what happened. He was singing Country Girl Shake It For Me when out of nowhere someone chucks it, hits him in the face. You can see him like go backwards.
Because
I mean,
that's what happens when a full beer hits.
He is very surprised.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And he was angry, obviously, for about a second, but he got right back to singing. He didn't shut the show down. He didn't try to identify the person, shame them or anything.
A professional.
He just kept on going.
By the way, I'll say this, is completely justified if he wanted to go the other route and just say, hey, I'm out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you probably should identify that person because who's to say they're not going to start doing it to people around them?
I
mean, they're a danger at that point to themselves and others.
If you're that type of person to do that, I don't think that's an isolated incident. I think he needs to be kicked out of the venue.
Yeah. I am inclined to agree with that. Yikes. But so can we just cut it out?
It's got to stop happening. It's always a bad idea. And yet, here we are every couple of months.
Seriously injure someone on stage.
Yeah, someone's going to eventually... It's going
to
be a
problem.
What
happened to that guy that was at the...
Oh, the golfer, a broken eye socket, which is something that could have happened to Luke Bryan when a beer hit him in the face. Unreal.
Let's talk about Fantastic Four.
Why not?
You asked me about Happy Gilmore. Have you seen this one?
I have not. I haven't. And I also am looking for the reviews on that, which I haven't read yet.
I've read a lot of mixed reviews.
Hey, that's better than the average Fantastic Four movie.
I'm a little bit upset that you haven't seen any of these. I have small children, which is, of course, my excuse for not being up to date.
No, you're right. Yeah, this is my department. I'm supposed to consume this content.
I can't watch Happy Gilmore 2 when I'm busy watching all these other things like Baby Shark.
This is a valid point. I need to get up on my game.
Yes. So one thing that's gone viral from the film are the popcorn buckets.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone's trying to go viral with their crazy popcorn buckets now.
This is legitimately... maybe it's taking it too far. I don't know. But I saw a few pictures of the Galactus.
Well, I guess what they wanted. Something. So, yeah, it's shaped like the head of the movie's villain, Galactus. And it's
who is, in fact,
huge.
Giant. Yeah.
It's 20 inches wide and 17 and a half inches high, and it holds 341 ounces.
So, in other words, it's the biggest popcorn
bucket
you've
ever had. The world's largest commercially available popcorn bucket, yes. Oh, and the eyes light up.
Yes.
Which is off-putting.
Which is also a bad idea if you're in a theater. It seems like you wouldn't want that happening.
I don't know that they're very bright.
Yeah, just maybe a little
looking at this picture,
back glow.
It costs $80.
$80.
Sold out immediately at theaters around the country.
Sold out immediately at $80.
You can still order it at the AMC theater shop, but it doesn't ship until early December.
Wow. Okay.
Good Christmas gift, I guess. Hey, look, I'm just happy that movie theaters are finding a way.
That is whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to get that money.
Yeah, people are
supporting that.
It.
Exactly. That's a good thing.
And back to this amazing story. U.S. Army Private First Class Nicholas Hartman, who died in Normandy, has finally been identified thanks to DNA testing by the U.S. Department of Defense. So the family provided DNA samples.
Okay.
They thought that nothing would come of this. And they found him. And no one could believe it. So one of the family members, Hartman's grandniece, lives in Louisiana. I was really happy that they found him. I mean, nobody believed it when they called. I was astonished, says his nephew, who lives in Washington State. We sent in DNA samples, but yeah, just never thought that it would finally happen.
Wow.
So he never met his uncle, obviously, but he displays all of his military medals in his home.
Right.
And he said he's beside himself with gratitude to the Army for their efforts. And it's part of Houston's history, Hartman's story. Like, as a kid, Norman Graves delivered the Chronicle.
Oh, wow.
And he was in the 7th grade when his uncle was featured in a local story.
Holy cow.
And how he went off to war and never came back.
Yeah.
That is, until now.
Unreal.
And his mom, Nanny Hartman, never accepted that her son was gone. Never got the remains.
Never.
So she stood by the door on several occasions waiting for him to come back. So his remains will be flown to Houston in the coming weeks. Family plans to bury him at Hollywood Cemetery near the Heights, next to or very near his mom, who never stopped waiting for him.
That's a beautiful
and
thing.
He'll be laid to rest with full military honors.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Yeah, this is a free answer to Money Minute, which we play every weekday before 8:30. And it is your chance to win some cash with Frito and Katie. Quick cash. If you can answer 10 questions in 60 seconds, you get $100.
Boom. That is
tall
quick.
Order. Tall order. So how about also, nine yes. questions?
A little better.
Because I'll give you an answer right now. Mandela effect. If we call you before 8:30, one of the answers in today's quiz is the Mandela effect.
I hope that will be helpful. Some days it actually is, and I live for that. But if you have
hinges
not...
Hinges on your ability to listen before 6:30?
Yeah.
Neither here nor there.
A lot of dedicated time here. But if you haven't signed up, do it now. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, The Bull. Good morning, dinosaur fans. And I say dinosaur fans because I know you're out there. Sitting there trying to get these Jurassic Quest
tickets. It's happening this weekend at Energy Center, and it's not just Jurassic Quest.
No.
You've got Brickfest Live, which is millions of Lego bricks. Then you've got Ancient Oceans. All I know is they got a 50-foot megalodon that moves.
I've said this before.
It's enough.
Say this again. Name something that's better to take the family to this weekend. Genuinely. Like if you got kids, name something better than that. Megalodons, dinosaurs, Legos, everything.
Legos mom and dad don't have to clean up.
It's the only kind of Legos that matter.
Love it.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. So what's it going to be today?
Today we're playing Mesozoic Meanings.
Okay.
Which again, feel the need to clarify, doesn't mean the dinosaurs come from the Mesozoic.
Yes.
Just looking for that sweet, sweet alliteration.
Yes, yes.
But I do have three different dinosaur names and three possible meanings for each. So, yes, it is multiple choice. You just guess the answer that you think is the most plausible. And if you get two out of the three, you are getting your four-pack to Jurassic Quest. Thanks to our friends at Jurassic Quest for hooking us up.
So, let's go. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us, and we will talk to you guys coming up next. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500. No, these are not all dinosaurs from the Mesozoic. We just call it Mesozoic Meanings. It's your chance to win tickets to Jurassic Quest. Frito, Katie, good morning. Here's this.
Sierra.
Sierra? All right, Sierra. So the bar is pretty clear here. You got to get two out of three correct on this. And if so, we will send you to Jurassic Quest. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Now, we made it a little bit easier for you because we will provide some multiple choice on this one. So let's start with this. A dinosaur called the Irritator. Was it so named because A, the discovery of the fossil ruined a wedding and resulted in one irritated bride? B, the fossil was first kept under a 12-year-old boy's bed for several weeks? Or C, the fossil was covered in plaster the researcher found irritating to remove?
Oh,
C.
C is correct.
Straight up. Really? Really? Okay.
Why you gotta take it out on the dinosaur?
That has nothing to do with anything.
It's not his fault.
That's the idiot that packed it. Like, what, you gotta name him the Irritator now? 60 million years gone by and call him the Irritator after all that? That's just, that is passive aggressive. Okay. Right, one
next
for one.
Next up, how about Brachiosaurus?
Oh.
Brachiosaurus, one that might be very familiar to most dino fans. Does Brachiosaurus mean A, long neck, B, arm lizard, or C, Jurassic giraffe?
A.
That would make the most sense, which is why the answer is B, arm lizard. Because... I guess they thought it had really long arms.
This life doesn't make sense sometimes. I knew where you were going when you said Brachiosaurus, and I was like, oh, holy cow. All right, it doesn't matter. You have one to miss.
Yes.
So
was that?
Yeah. Now, just get this next one right. You're good to go.
Yep. How about Aloratitan? Aloratitan. Does that mean A, Titanic swan, B, goose of doom, or C, thunder duck? It's one of the duck-billed ones.
Hey.
Titanic swan.
Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, we're not going to get any love for thunder duck? I mean, that's a great name, yeah, but thunder duck.
I'm partial to goose of doom.
Goose of doom. Those are...
Strikes fear in the heart of the irritator.
Those are two winners and one loser, and we went with the loser for the purposes of science.
But I should name dinosaurs. That's all I know.
Let's get to it. Sierra, congrats. You have won Mesozoic Meanings, which means you are going to Jurassic Quest. Hang on the line, okay? Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas Proud. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. Yes, we will have more tickets to Jurassic Quest coming up tomorrow on the show if you're looking to win your way in.
But hey, if you don't want to risk it, you want to buy your tickets now, we have got a sweet deal for you. Use code BULL20 at checkout. BULL20, BULL20, to save 20%.
Just like that. Just like that, y'all.
Get all the details online, thebullhouston.com.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Well, Tula Rula, yeah. Eileen.
Oh, come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. So what are we hoping for with William today?
I'm hoping there's just like something going on in his life, you know, like something that he either can't really talk about, or maybe he's not ready to talk about with me, because otherwise he's just being a complete idiot. Something serious but not related to me in any way would be ideal, or like I don't know, like, maybe it is something dumb, like he's weirded out by my house or my cat or something. Well, hopefully not the cat, but there's no coming back.
Okay, just a fair warning. It has been the cat several times in the past. Those are decent odds.
We're going to hope for the best. How did you guys meet? Like, refresh our memory.
Yeah, I'm a hostess at... Oh, wait. I'm not going to say where. I don't want to plug it because I hate them. it's a restaurant in town. It's a pretty cool, like, touristy type bar, so... One night I got cut early and I decided I'd just kind of hang out, you know, have a few drinks. One of the bartenders is a good friend of mine. So, and we met there. I met him there. He just moved here from Dallas a few months ago. He was like a lost puppy. It was great.
That's sweet. Listen to that. Random encounter. The I bumped into a stranger situation. Like seriously, we don't get enough of those. They're fun.
Minus the fact that he sounds like he took advantage of the poor guy.
He went to SMU. Like, he's not a poor guy by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Do not feel bad for him. Plus, he loved it, okay? I mean, not gonna lie, dude is kind of a freak, but, like, in a good way.
Okay.
Like, and meeting him, I don't know, something about the sparks we felt in person. Like, it was just a nice break from the online stuff I've been doing.
Got it.
I'm kind of all over the place. I know. I'm not telling the story in order or anything, but long story short, we met, we exchanged numbers, then we went out on a series of like pretty great dates. He's cute, he's fun. The last time we were together is when he stayed over, and I don't know, it seemed like a good idea at the time, but now
Well, I hate to hear you're like regretting it now.
It's not that, I don't think I'm regretting it, I don't do that very often, and now that he's stopped talking to me, it doesn't, like, feel great, you know?
Yeah, right. Totally.
Was there anything you thought, on any of these dates, anything that just didn't feel, like, right or anything? Something stuck out to you for some reason? Like, you know, you're talking, like, any random statement, facial expressions, general awkwardness, anything you can think of?
Oh, something that might fester or something?
Something small,
then he just up and decides to never call you again?
Yes.
I mean, now I'm really, like, worried it's my cat. Like, I know we haven't been out that many times. It's not like a relationship or anything like that. But we did have a nice thing going. We text. We talked a lot. And I don't know. For some reason, this last week, it's just been, like, nothing. I can't think of a single thing that I did that, like, I need you to, like, pry it out of
him.
Like, the jaws of life. Okay?
Really?
I'm just, like, ready to get over this.
Okay. Let's do it. We'll get William on the phone. Talk to him next. It's Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Eileen and William, they met in real life.
Yeah, like a nice little, like, hey.
They met where she works.
Yeah.
She said touristy type bar, but yeah. You just want to plug it because they suck.
I hate that, but you know, that's nice.
She said they went on a series of dates, the last of which he did come to her house.
Yep.
So she was worried that the reason he's now ghosted her has something to do with that.
Yes.
So it was the house in general. It was whatever's inside. Could have been the cat. She mentioned that many times. So I don't know what the heck is up with her cat.
Yeah.
But I know we have William on the line. So let's just ask him. Hey, William?
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, man. Frito and Katie from The Bull. This is going to seem very from out of nowhere, but we promise this makes sense. We're calling to see if you had a couple of minutes to talk about Eileen.
You know who we're talking about?
Oh, no.
You do know her, right? Just so we get that clear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I'm sorry. I'm not prepared to do any of this right now. Sorry.
We did talk to Eileen, and she was pretty confused about everything that was happening here, too. So
yeah, she thought everything was going really, really well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it was. It's totally not her. Well, not exactly. Anyway, it's just, you know what? I don't think it's going to work out. Okay, I just...
All right.
Can I at least, like, get a say here? Like what's happening? What's going on?
You talked to her like you just hi.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. You nailed it. The fact you're still here, though, tells me you might at least be a little bit interested in Eileen. It sounds like she's coming at this with, like, an open mind, at least.
Well, yeah, for now, but that would change really quick if we start talking about this.
Well, what's happening? Yeah. Try us. Like, we've heard a lot.
Yes.
Pretty much shit all by this point.
Okay. Sure. Well, I tried to warn you.
What? What did you do? Like, I'm worried.
Okay, all right. So, okay, follow me on this.
Worried.
Remember when I asked you about Janine?
Vaguely.
Okay, so in your house, you have this picture on your wall, right?
Okay, can we ask who Janine is? Like,
my mom. Janine is my mom. She lives in Dallas. I guess, like, she ran into him at a college thing or something, but, like, anyway, he saw the picture and asked me, like, oh, where do you know Janine from? Like, I just figured it was one of those small, like, worlds.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it turns out it's a really small world. I don't just know Janine. I know Janine. Anyone? You know what we're getting at here?
I might be starting to follow this.
No, okay, can someone please explain? I get it.
I slept with your mom, okay?
What?
Okay, I didn't know it was her that I don't and I didn't know you were you. That's what happened.
What did you say?
That's what I did. I slept.
You didn't hear
with her mom.
Eileen, are you there? Are you still hanging with us on this?
You're lying.
I'm sorry. I wish I was. I do. I just look. It sounds bad, but like Jesus. Oh man, this all just. Sounds bad.
Yes.
But look, if I could take it back, any part of this, I would. Like, I didn't know, okay? I really like you, Eileen. I don't know if there's, like, anything literally in this world I could do to make it better or to make this work.
There's not.
Yeah, but listen, to be fair, your mom doesn't look like a mom.
She could be my mom? We look like sisters. Gross. Yeah, like, I hear it all the time. She had me when she was, like, 16.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it shows. God, seriously.
Oh, my God.
No, I can't say anything that won't sound skeevy now. It's not me. Like,
yeah,
she looks great for her age, and also her age is young.
I understand. Okay. I understand. Okay. Right.
This is crazy. Yeah.
This is very unfortunate.
I really don't know, like, what to say to that, you know, like, to anything that's happened here.
And you don't have to know what to say. It's weird. I get it.
Yeah, we don't know what to say either, honestly. This is very much uncharted territory. I take it back. We had not heard it all. Now we have.
I don't like
but
this.
But obviously, I like you, and I...
Yep.
This just sucks.
Well, thanks for being on the show, guys. Good luck. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Dude, there's no way in hell that... she will consider dating this guy or being around this guy probably ever again.
And
I mean, I can't you even imagine?
I mean, he didn't do anything wrong.
No, I'm not trying to shame the guy. I just mean you can't undo that.
She's crushing on him hard.
The damage is done. It's just
God, how much damage has been done?
It is what it is.
How much? Like what happens now? What happens now? Do you bring it up? But you just never mentioned. Oh, look, I'm sure some of you guys would like to weigh in on this. I dread asking if this
please,
is.
Please don't tell me it's happened before.
Again, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
You know what? It definitely has happened before. You'll hear those situations where, like,
no,
mom or dad starts dating the previous boyfriend of one of their kids.
No, it never works.
It's not common, but
could it work? Look, maybe you have a story to tell. Call us. Talk to y'all next.
That's a completely different scenario.
Fredo and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500.
I almost hesitate to take calls.
Where are we really going to go?
No idea what's on the other end of these.
Well, you guys heard the story. Let's talk it through. Good morning.
Hi.
What do you have for us today?
Good morning. I mean, if it happened like a long time ago when he was living in Dallas and it's just like a small world, like he said, I don't think he did it intentionally.
No.
And
how would he?
With her and then slept with him, the mom. So it's up to her. She can, if she really likes him, can move past this and move forward, because it sounds like, you know, the mom's a very attractive mother or person, and she's young, so maybe.
No, I do hear what you're saying.
Could you move past it?
Yes.
Is this something that you think in your
brain?
If I
was seeing her for a while, and then like, because he didn't know until she walked into the house and said, "How do you know Eugene?" And he was like, "That's my mom." Oops. And then it happened.
So,
and he never told her out of respect for the mom.
But you're saying, so if there was enough time invested in the relationship and you found out, you'd still be able to.
Okay, but you're talking like 6 years, not 6 dates.
Yeah.
Not 6 weeks.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, at six, if it's
she is crushing
very early,
was.
Would you walk away?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was a long time ago. It's not, I mean, you know, and who knows if mom's ever been with any of her other, I mean, you know what I mean? Because she says she hears it all the time.
I would just strike out anyone from Dallas.
Yeah,
the entire
just
city.
You know,
where are you from?
Dallas. Like, it's a small world.
You know what? That's not the best. That,
it's a small world.
Pretty good filter.
And she's a MILF. I mean, she can't help it. Her mom's beautiful.
Girl, it ain't that small.
Wow.
I mean,
man, that is
that's
some
crazy.
Hey, thank you so much. Go ahead. What do you think?
Hell no.
Yeah.
I don't. If
he has slept with her mother in the pathway before she ever came into the picture, no. Absolutely not. And I actually have a very interesting story of a cousin that I have that's a weird situation where she was married to this guy. And then they had a kid together.
Right.
And then she got divorced and then she married his uncle and they had a kid and now they're divorced.
That's a lot.
That's not, I can't even follow that.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff that goes on in family.
There is, no. And look, okay, there's something to be said. I do think there are other stories out there that are similar to this, and maybe there are some other situations that has happened, and it's not necessarily broadcast, and it's kind of like, we're never going to discuss this again.
You don't want people to know.
Don't want people to know. Like, no.
It
can be embarrassing.
It's certainly not going to be, it's not going to be a top conversation at Thanksgiving, but then again, you do presumably have to have Thanksgiving, and
yeah, you're going to run into mom over and over.
Weird.
Again.
Like, how can you sleep with someone you knew slept with mother?
I don't think I know. I don't.
I couldn't do it.
I mean, I look. Is it possible to? I just.
I think that would take a certain.
I'm sure there's
type
someone out there has.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Fredo and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
This is such a fruitful conversation. I mean, what would we expect? William, I know. William's very close with Eileen and very close with Janine.
Very close.
He was Eileen's mom.
Couldn't be closer.
And we've all got feelings about that. So let's hear yours. Howdy. Go ahead.
will she be equally annoyed and disgusted with her mom as she is with him?
I have not even thought about the implications of...
I guess she would be, right? Especially if she doesn't see this guy again, because she'd blame mom for it.
She'd blame mom for it, but mom didn't...
She might never tell her mom.
I would definitely give him just equal blame. I mean, Stacey's mom's got it going on. They made this home for a reason.
If we learned one thing from the 2000s.
I mean, women nowadays look beyond gorgeous for their age. So, I mean, you can't blame him if she's got it going on. But also, I mean, hopefully she'll have the same attitude towards her mom as she does towards him.
I think
she'll forgive her mom a lot easier than him, but still, I mean,
it's gonna be
blame him. If mom looks good, then don't really be mad.
No one did anything wrong.
Not a single person
in this
did
situation.
Anything wrong.
You're all consenting adults.
They're all adults. It's not like he was 15 and mom, whatever.
Man, I said it before, it's just unfortunate. That's all. What are the odds? God, crazy. Hey, thank you so much. Frito and Katie, go ahead. What are your thoughts?
Hey, good morning, man. I love your show. But
love
look,
you.
We created recreational sex. That is a body count before the young lady he went out to date with. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it is creepy, but... We created recreational sex, so that's just the body count. Now, the young lady has a choice to make. Yeah, okay, you slept with my mom.
Yes.
You're not going to get that chance with me. That's morals. That's morals. But come on, people. Man, y'all, we got to let that stuff go. We created recreational sex.
So this is okay? It. However you want to look at it, the bottom line is, A, these are just the consequences of his actions, and... And B, it is what it is. This is the best example of it is what it is that I've seen in quite a while. Dude, thank you.
And last thing. Did he know the young lady before he slept with her mom?
He did not.
Did he know her?
No.
He did not.
Then, body count. She shouldn't worry about that. But he was a gentleman by letting her know I slept with your mom.
I do think he copped to it. It's just the worst.
No one's in the wrong, but everyone's in the wrong.
But no one's in the right either. Thank you so much, man. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
Hi. So is this the weird relationship?
Yes, this is about weird relationships.
I think. Yes.
I don't know how it gets any weirder.
Do you have a story for us?
So I was on a work trip and I met this girl at a bar and we were hitting it off pretty well and she wanted to go out the next night. And so after I got off, we went out and we went mini golfing and she was really good for no reason. And I'm not the best, but she kept telling me how she was a pro mini golfer, this and that and the other.
Right.
And one day, there was like 2 days later, she called me again, wanted to go mini golfing. And the owner of the mini golf place came outside and he knew her by name. And she was like, oh, well, this is my uncle. Turns out that like 5 days later, I'm still at work and I hear on the radio station because we're listening for the weather that she's always there because she was moving drugs in and out of there. And then come to find out she was trying to get me to help her due to the fact that I have a truck. And so it wasn't great. She was trying to get me to help her move drugs out of this mini golfing establishment.
Out of a mini golfing establishment.
Can I just say I had no idea like that? What a ride. I did not think that that's
no,
what we were
I was
talking
trying
about.
To, I was trying
I
to go in my head.
I thought maybe she'd be related to some golfer that you were also related to.
Yeah. I thought there was going to be a tie. No, she was just trafficking narcotics and needed a mule. And
she's always there, which is why she was good at mini golf.
Yeah, because she has nothing else to do except sell drugs and play golf.
And it was unfortunate because I already had a job.
Because he already had
a job.
Well. Did y'all keep in touch, or yeah, you know what? Don't answer that.
Yeah. That's
No, I'm happily engaged now. I'm happily engaged now.
Good.
But, yeah, it was one hell of a ride.
Does your fiance have any special skills?
She was just really good. She didn't miss. She just spent a lot of time there. I've never saw her miss a hole.
That's hilarious.
Only missed once. Dude, thank you so much. Frito and Katie, under point three, the Bull, Texas Proud. Fun show today. Thank you for being here.
Texas Proud. How proud? How proud are we?
You can't get any more Texas Proud than us, Katie. I think that has been established.
Well, I...
No? No?
I'm a bit concerned.
Okay.
I think I might have my Texan card revoked.
What have you done?
I found a list.
A list of what?
I found a list that has nothing to do with what I want to talk about, but I have a very important question for all Texans listening.
Okay.
And I'm going to pose it to you next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
What's funny about this list is there are so many different things that were making me mad. It was canned foods that were popular 50 years ago that they claim, and by they I mean Chowhound.com, claims no one eats anymore. SpaghettiOs was on the list.
Man,
and I'm telling you right now, not only did I live off SpaghettiOs, I feed them to my children.
I'd take a can of SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs forever.
I'd take a can of SpaghettiOs right now.
They also said Hunt's Pudding Snack Packs, were a thing.
Luke, shut up. Those are still fine.
Snack Packs slap. I don't know who needs to hear that, but you can buy them and they are just as satisfying as when you were a child.
Yes, they are. Absolutely are. Nothing's
probably
changed.
More so now.
What on? Okay. All right.
But you keep going, and there are some gems on here, I tell you. Some absolute gems, including one about canned tortillas, which begs the question, how do you store tortillas?
Not in a can.
Before I get my Texan card revoked, I want to come back to that.
Right.
Let's talk some country news, because I don't want to talk about Miranda Lambert's butt.
Are we really going to avoid that?
Well, it's gone viral. There are videos.
It's hard to
avoid. She looks great.
Oh, she does.
At first I was really appalled, because I thought this was someone taking an up the skirt video of Miranda Lambert that had gone viral. And I was like, the audacity.
Right.
I mean, she's just a little bit higher. The stage is a little bit higher. You were just taking a normal video, and there was just a lot to.
Yeah, having seen it, I don't think there's a lot of. I don't think there's any intent.
No, it wasn't a zoom in. I'm sure some people did. The one I saw wasn't like a zoom in of the cheeks.
God. Well,
it was just a very short skirt.
Yeah.
Maybe unfortunate, maybe intentional. I'm leaning towards the latter. And also because it's Miranda Lambert, I'm going to tell you right now, she doesn't care either way.
Mind your damn business. Mind your damn business.
She will.
Yeah.
And I don't expect her to say anything about it.
No comments needed.
Who cares? Mm. So that takes me to this next story, which she also might not care about, and that would be Beyonce has the highest grossing country tour of all time.
Oh yeah, does she? They're going with
the
that.
The Cowboy Carter tour just wrapped,
right?
And she now owns the record for the highest grossing country tour. $407 million over 32 shows. That is 1.6 million tickets.
I'm not going to say there's anything wrong with that. That's fine. Feels like a gimmicked record. It just feels a little like a gimmicked record.
They gave it to her.
And that's fine.
And she beat
out
Zach Bryan.
Yeah, that's fine.
Who made over $321 million for his Quitting Time tour.
Yeah. I mean, Taylor Swift could still be counting hers as country, too. Let's be real. She doesn't. She still plays country songs.
That puts Morgan Wallen's One Thing at a Time tour into third place.
Into third?
$300 million.
Really? I mean, it's impressive. Like, it's huge. Those huge numbers. Huge numbers. And yeah, you know? Congrats.
Well, this is cool, however you classify it. Beyonce is now the first woman and first American artist ever to have two tours across the $400 million mark.
I love that.
First was Renaissance World Tour in 2023.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tour's a smash. Enough said.
In some food news, this could be potentially helpful. Freezer burn on your ice cream.
What?
One of the worst things. Have you never?
Oh, you're talking about the little ice crystals.
Icies.
Yeah, okay.
Where it's like, it's fine to eat, but you don't really want to because it doesn't look all that appetizing.
Don't make me say my solution. Don't make me say it.
What's your solution?
Don't buy Blue Bell. It doesn't happen to Creamy Cree.
It depends on how fast you eat it.
Oh, yeah. If you leave it in there forever.
Yeah, because we only buy Creamy Cree and...
You still get the freezer burn on the Creamy Cree.
But here's how you can fight it. store it in the coldest part of the freezer.
Mm.
So at the back.
Right.
Never on the door, never towards the front. Plus, you got kids. It's a good hiding spot for all your favorites.
I like it.
Because they're not going to dig. You know what
I'm
saying?
Mm-hmm.
Serve it quickly.
Right.
Don't leave it on the counter to soften up. That's bad. That's when you just take the spoon and you put it under hot water.
Mm-hmm.
See,
yeah,
I'm the person
move.
That hates waiting, and so I put it in the microwave, which is bad,
just
which is
warm
why
it. Give it a little something.
I'm either serving you soup or something in the middle. Also, store the carton upside down.
Really?
Freezer burn is more likely when air gets in. Flipping the carton upside down can help prevent that.
Just remember before you open it. Yeah, you'd figure it out.
Yeah, why don't you give you a positive storage story before I get to this one.
Okay, yeah.
So again, this list was funny because it was the canned food items that like were popular way back when, 50 some odd years ago, but no one eats them anymore. Things like canned brown bread, which was a thing in the Northeast.
Of course it was.
Canned pork brains with milk gravy, which is still available on Amazon. Deviled ham, which was ground up ham, spiced and packed into a can and used as like a sandwich spread.
I have seen deviled ham before. It does still exist.
Canned ribs. Canned whole chicken.
Okay. Some of these definitely need to, if they're not, have gone away yet,
but
they need to.
Then you get to Old El Paso canned tortillas.
Yes.
They were made with just corn water and salt.
Right.
But let you store tortillas on the shelf. Begging the question, where the hell else are you going to store tortillas?
What's the other option?
I guess you're supposed to store them in the refrigerator, and I'm here to tell you, born and raised right here in Houston, Texas, I have never, ever put a tortilla in the refrigerator.
I'm not going to comment on this at all. I'm not going to comment on this at all. All I will say is you are not alone. Partially because I have no need to save tortillas. If I buy tortillas because I'm making delicious tacos.
That's it. Maybe it's because I'm not buying like a value pack of tortillas.
So I go to ATV,
so
I grab the bag
eat them
or Kroger,
in one
whatever.
Or two or three meals.
Yeah, exactly. They're going. They're not going to last long enough to need to go to the fridge. I don't think. Not. It's never happened to me. Maybe you lose them. Okay, whatever.
Serious question.
Some casualties there once in a while.
Are you supposed to refrigerate your tortillas?
Oh, Lord. I'm going to feel real stupid.
I'm not even going to give out the phone number, but if you'd like to...
I will. 713-881-5500. I will feel real stupid if that's been something you've needed to do.
There are people that refrigerate bread. I'm not saying you can't do it. I had never once thought to refrigerate tortillas.
For real. Do you refrigerate tortillas?
Questioning all of my life choices now.
If we can just move on from this, I'll be just fine. So just...
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Frito, Katie, The Bull. We're going to feel... potentially very bad about ourselves for a couple of minutes. Let's find out. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Colin.
Colin, answer the questions on everyone's mind, my friend. Do you refrigerate tortillas?
So, no. The answer is no. And I actually made sure to call my abuela real quick as soon as y'all mentioned the question to make sure.
Oh, blessings.
And even she says, no, tortillas do not go in the fridge.
Because they're ruined. As soon as, they're ruined. In my opinion, as soon as you toss them in, they're gone.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even just that. Like, think about it, right? The stores sell the tortillas where?
On the shelf.
On a shelf.
Yes.
Yes.
They do not sell them in the fridge.
Also true.
I'm sorry, but do you put whole wheat bread in the fridge?
Some people do.
Freezer, don't they? People that... refrigerate bread, isn't it usually in the freezer?
If you're freezing bread, though, that's usually because you bought a whole bunch of loaves, and so you don't want bread that
frugal.
You're not going to get
frugal.
Yeah. I would just say again, it can be done. It's not the way. I never would think
it doesn't make us less Texan.
No.
That was my concern.
No.
I thought everybody was doing this except for me.
Yes, that was our fear.
If you store tortillas in the fridge, you're not less Texan, but you are wrong.
So we're right.
I feel great.
I don't do that.
Great. Good.
For you.
Just going to leave it there.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Thank you
so much for the call,
Thank
man.
You. Very much appreciated.
Day. Money Minute next.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Dawn. Let's welcome her to the show, everyone. She's it's that time, Dawn. Are you feeling good? You feeling smart?
Hi, yes. Okay. Yes, I'm feeling very smart.
Okay. So we have got 10 questions. Your goal is to get all these 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. Now, you can pass on any of them. We'll come around to your passes if we have time at the end, but you cannot change an answer once you give it. Does all that make sense? Are we all ready to rock?
Yes.
All right, Katie, are we ready?
We're ready.
And here we go.
The lyric, it's fun to stay at the
motel.
What country is shaped like a boot?
Italy.
The Berenstain Bears and the fact that no movie with Sinbad called Shazam has ever existed are examples of what phenomenon?
Oh, no, I know this. I can't think of it. Pass.
What was the first sport to be broadcast on national television in the United States?
Baseball.
Linda Carter is most well known for playing what superhero?
Superwoman.
147 plus 17.
Wonder Woman. Sorry.
147 plus 17 equals what?
147 plus 17?
Yes.
159.
What kind of animal is Garfield?
A cat.
Not including Australia, what is the world's largest island?
Hawaii, but I sound so dumb.
The assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand is said to have sparked what war?
You want to answer that one? You got it?
The war?
Yeah, what? France?
What war?
Yeah.
Revolution.
Okay. All right.
The French. French Revolution.
I'm not laughing at that answer. I'm just laughing at you being like, hey, this one.
Yeah.
Let's go over that quiz, okay?
Not bad. Yeah, good work.
I think I just confused you because you weren't expecting it straight out the gate. Finish the lyric. It's fun to stay at the
YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Making wedding playlists everywhere. Wonderful. For all time.
Still hits.
The Berenstain Bears and the fact that no movie with Sinbad called Shazam has ever existed. You know it. Yeah, Everyone does. Yeah. The Mandela Effect.
Mm-hmm.
So
Mandela
named because
effect. There we go.
He did not die in prison. He's like everybody believes.
He lived, bro.
He died in the 2010s, right? 2012?
Something like that. Yeah, quite maybe a successful later, career after that.
Yeah. 147 plus 17.
Ooh, you're going to give me math.
164. You were close. No. I will accept. Superwoman immediately changing to Wonder Woman.
Yeah, because we were, yeah.
Your brain was still on the question. Mm-hmm. I get it. I'm working for you here. Not including Australia, what's the world's largest island?
Antarctica is an intriguing
It is,
answer.
It is. I was thinking maybe I should have included that as well, but I was looking for Greenland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Greenland. And the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria is said to have sparked...
The UNO, otherwise known as World War One. Dawn.
So I didn't get any of them.
No, you got Cat, you got Wonder Woman, you got baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, wondering, it was a college game between Princeton and Columbia back in 1939, televised by NBC. And you got Italy.
But look, sign up again. Let's take another shot at this. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Thank y'all for being here today.
It's been a weird show.
Very, very weird show. Just not been the typical stuff at all, but, you know.
Are you going to talk about how much you hate kids?
Why are you going to say that I hate kids? That is not, number one.
I feel like it's time.
That is not fair. Number two, yes, we are going to talk about that.
Won't that be the judge?
Coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
I can't believe you say I hate kids.
A little strong. Got to keep the people engaged.
I love
you. Gotta keep everybody interested.
Yes.
No, you don't hate kids.
No,
you
no.
You like kids. You like my
I do.
Kids?
I do. I think kids are wonderful. I also like community theater. Which,
you don't like kids in certain situations, in certain social situations.
So sitting here watching a show with my wife, some friends, whatever.
You did it at the movies first.
I have done this at the movies too. Yeah. And all of a sudden behind me, there's this trio of children. And they're just talking.
How old are they?
I would say 7 to 10.
Okay.
7 to 10. They don't know you're supposed to be quiet in the theater. You're supposed to be quiet in the theater.
They do.
They don't care. So I turn around and I shush them. And then I make eye contact with their mother, mm-hmm. who is right there. I'd be like, mm-hmm. you know, give her a little, you know, do something about that.
And she just kind of looks at me, like stares at me. Then you know, like it kind of calms down for a second. They pick right back up. I shushed them no more than like 7 times. I was like, what is wrong with these insane kids? Show ends up wrapping up. They're doing the curtain call, whatever, and they're making some acknowledgments. Turns out the mom was like the costume designer or something like that. So she walks up and she's giving me the death stare. Like, it was like, hey, you're in the production. You're in the, how did you not taught your kids? But how have you not taught your kids to be quiet?
Really, it wasn't bothering her.
During the theater.
Did you notice anyone around you to be particularly bothered by this? Or were you just feeling irritable that day?
I was.
Did you not eat breakfast?
I'd stop it. It's appropriate, in my opinion, it is appropriate in a situation like that because it takes a village to correct.
To shush children.
To correct. Just let them go crazy? Let them run wild?
They weren't running. That brings up, I think, 2 very good questions.
Okay.
The first being, if you were Frito in that situation,
yes,
would you have shushed the children?
Yeah, would you have shushed them?
And if you were the mother of those children, how would you feel about them getting shushed?
She should be grateful. Should be grateful that I was willing to step up and do what she should have done, frankly. I don't know if they're going to agree with that.
I mean, how do you know? How do you know beyond a reasonable doubt that she wasn't trying to get them under control?
I don't, because I was facing the other one.
And she wasn't very embarrassed by the whole spectacle
made worse by
bringing attention to it.
Well, look.
And going out of your way to shush them.
Look, what do you guys
also
think?
An irritating noise.
It is not a pleasant noise. Yeah, it gets longer. That's when it gets longer as it goes.
Please, librarian. Also, did you say community theater?
Community theater.
Just checking.
I
used to do community theater.
Okay.
I'm not knocking it.
That's for a later
day.
That
speaks to the ticket price, is why I asked.
All right, call us. We'll talk to y'all next.
100.3 The Bull, Frito and Katie. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Just
doing his part, shushing the kids.
Shushing kids.
Not his
in
kids.
A play.
A stranger's kids.
In a play.
In a community theater play.
Yes. That means nothing.
And you were the only one that seemed to be bothered.
I was the only one that shushed. It's true. What would your reaction be? Should I have shushed? Howdy. Should I have shushed?
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying shush. I mean, I think that's a polite way of saying be quiet,
right?
Telling
children to shut up.
Well, yeah, that's the other way. I'm not going to turn around and say, hey, shut up.
Shut up!
Shut
up! Because in your being,
shut it.
You would then shush. Be being more disruptive.
Yeah.
Than the kids.
That's true. That's not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a polite way of saying things.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Like, shut the hell up. Maybe.
Yes. Thank you so much. Howdy. What do you think?
I'm thinking I'm right there with you on the shushing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I need more info.
There's no more info needed. They were disrupting the play. That's the info.
They needed a little get right with the theater. Mm-hmm. I have kids, and I've taught my kids, you know, to be quiet in the theater.
God bless you.
Whether it's your community theater or a movie theater. Mm-hmm. But what gets me worse than kids being loud behind me is when their parents allow them to kick my feet.
Like it's nothing. They're just let them go. Yeah. Let them go. Who cares?
That gets my blood boiling, and I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if they would do something about it, you wouldn't have to take measures into your own hands. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Right.
Well,
I have turned around and told them. Oh.
Told them what?
What did you,
what
tell,
did you tell them?
Them? Yeah, you used words. That's a step up for me.
I was interrupting you.
No.
I just told them, like, stop kicking my feet. Like, plain as day, stop kicking my feet. I mean, you can't say anything more.
That's fine.
Than
that
gets the job
polite.
Done.
That
short
gets,
and to the point.
That absolutely gets it done.
I say short and sweet, but
it.
It's not.
I respect it.
I like how the belief is. That if your child is caught doing something one time, then that means they are a bad kid, you are a bad parent, you should be judged. No, but this is the society in which we live.
Some improvements need to be made. That's all I'm saying.
So you got the kid on his worst day, you know what I'm saying?
What do you think?
So I am a mom of a 4-year-old little boy.
Right.
And my 4-year-old little boy already knows how to act when we go out, whether it's to the grocery store, whether the movie, the theater, the park. And I think anywhere from older than 5 should kind of feel like embarrassed because their kid isn't like paying attention or or have the respect and decency for the people around you. Like, your child's not listening to you, and other people have to say something to your child.
Well, and we don't know that she wasn't actively trying to get them to shut
that
up, and she wasn't embarrassed.
In fairness,
he didn't observe that.
She was giving me the death stare. That could be because I made her embarrassed.
Could be because she was so embarrassed. Someone else has noticed this, and she was hoping that it would just kind
fly
of...
fly under the radar.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which is unfortunate. Sure. But hey, you know, again, it's
and then if she's involved in the production, she can't necessarily get up and leave.
That's true. She can't just dip.
Right, like maybe she's there in case something happens, so she can't just like grab her children by the ears.
I am not a heartless man. I have sympathy for that. I extend grace to her, but she's still getting shushed.
Would you have shushed anyone in that situation? Like, if it had been adult stalking, would you have shushed them?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm paying to see something or I'm going somewhere and I, like, really want to pay attention and you're really, like, bothering the people around or me, I would probably say something. But at the same time, I am a mom, so I do feel like oh, you know what, it is a lot for someone, especially to have like three kids by herself. So I'm like 50-50.
I gotcha. So long as you're an equal opportunity shusher, you know, I think that's important.
As long as there's
just everybody on here saying like, yeah, shush the kids, and yet you go out in public and no one's shushing anyone.
It is interesting.
What do? You get an usher. Yeah, what
you go and rat them out,
and then you make the poor teenager,
the poor 15-year-old heavy child. Take care of it. That's how you do.
Now, who's getting the stink eye now?
Thank you so much for the call. Have a great day. Frito, Katie, the bull. We mentioned this yesterday, and I assume many of you probably seen the news that Zach Brown and Kendra Scott are now officially engaged.
Yay.
I would assume that's going to put him in a very good mood for this whole Sphere thing, this Sphere experience. God, they keep lining more and more people up. Did you see the latest rumors of who's after Zach Brown?
I can't look at rumors.
Wicked is on there as a rumor? That got an eye roll. Okay, what about this one? Metallica.
Love that.
See, everyone wants on board with this thing now, and Zach Brown is the next one up, and we would love to send you.
Yeah, how do you enter? Well, you just listen to the station. If you can clock 1 hour, you're automatically entered. You can get one entry per day. So the more days you listen for an hour at a time, the more entries you accrue. So get started, download the app, or listen online. You might have already knocked it out for today. TheBullHouston.com.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Okay, I want to talk about not so random acts of kindness.
All right.
By these Houston siblings. So I had never heard of this before, but there's a nonprofit called Raising Men and Women Lawn Care Service. Raising Men and Women Lawn Care Service.
Okay.
And they put out a 50-yard challenge. So the idea being that if you mow the yards of 50 people, veterans, the elderly,
just pick 50
single parents, people that need some help, people that need a hand.
Yeah.
They will essentially buy you lawn care equipment.
Wait, what?
So there are these kids, Raymond and Julio Herrera, 14 and 13, that are now spending their summer mowing lawns for free.
Right.
So their parents found this and they're like, hey, you guys want to do this? And they're like, absolutely. And so that's what they're doing. It says gives them a purpose, helping people who can't afford it themselves.
Get out of here.
They love it. And it means a lot, obviously, to the residents who might be on a fixed income or something, or whatever the case may be, might be injured, so they're unable to take care of that.
Every once in a while, I'll hear about a story like this, and it's always in a different city. I am so psyched that one of those happens here, because, you take that. Honestly, most of us take that for granted, that mowing your lawn is just a chore that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point, it really becomes something, you know, that can become a real difficulty.
Well, it can get out of control also very quickly.
Yeah.
So each night when dad gets off work, the brothers load up the truck.
Get out of here.
And they head out to the next yard.
Get out of here.
They also mow for first responders.
Wait, who are these kids again?
these kids are Raymond and Julio Herrera.
That is so cool. That is so cool. I love that story. I will find a way to pass them my number because I'm also in need.
Okay, no, you're not.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with you.
I, it, it's,
Your problem it, is called laziness.
No, it's very difficult for me to get outside and mow my lawn. I will absolutely take what. Moving on.
Once they get the 50 lawns, they hope to launch their own lawn care business.
I'd say they're well on their way. What a couple of rock stars.
I do have an email address.
Hit them with it. Are we afraid about passing that along on the air? I want to support these kids. However, if they want more lawns, I'm willing to give them some more lawns.
It's RocaVanessa486@gmail.com is the only thing. So
yeah,
R-O-C-H-A Vanessa.
Okay.
486@gmail.com.
How cool is that? Okay. Email away, you guys. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.